Cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
It's time for the Dr. Tanji Show.
Hey, you're on the air with Dr. Tanji. Talk to me.
As soon as I hear your voice, Dr. Tanji, my day is better.
Hey, Dr. Tanji. I took your advice and made some changes in my life. And you know what? I've been winning ever since. Thank you for your advice.
Now, here's Dr. Tanji.
Hi there, and welcome to the show that was created and designed with you in mind, where we empower you to live the life that you really should be living to get you from there to here. Thank you so very much for joining us today. And I say us because my girl Jeannie is away taking care of business and I miss her terribly, but I know that she's here in spirit. So thank you so much, Jeannie, for listening in. And thank each one of you for taking time out of your busy schedules and tuning in for a few minutes here. I want to thank you. And I know I said thank you, but I really need to make certain that you understand that what you are doing for me and countless others who dare to dream, and that's what we are. We're dreamers. Not better than anyone, just kind of said, you know what? I need to get to that place that I'm supposed to be. I need to answer those five questions that I posed to each one of you. And those questions were simply, who am I? And that's a question that deals with identity. We talked about where am I from? That's your source, not your heritage necessarily, you know, not that you're from Mississippi or from California, but where am I from? And once you know that, or once you've kind of jotted that question down, and I do ask that you kind of work along with me here, why am I here? That question deals with your purpose. Why am I here? Fourth question is, what is my potential or what are my abilities? And then, of course, that proverbial question number five is, what is my destiny? Those are questions, ladies and gentlemen, and hopefully little Honor Brown is listening. Those are questions that only you can answer. And I posed those questions maybe three or four shows ago, but I kind of wanted to do a summation of everything that we've kind of done since October the 17th. And those were poignant questions that really needed an answer. Those are questions that, again, only you can answer. And it requires your sitting and kind of getting that alone time with God. You do know that this show is created with kingdom principles in mind, and I dare not try to tell you to whom you should worship or to whom you should have a relationship with, but I do want to ask you that you do know that you're not here by chance. You're not here to just live and find a good job and maybe get into a good career and grow old and have a few experiences, some that may be spiritual, some that may be human, and then pay bills and die. You do know that your purpose is so great, and if at all possible that I could maybe spend some time with you and help, not only to help you discover your purpose or rediscover who you are, but to kind of go along this journey as well. We're here together and we're going to be here until our time's up. So we might as well get about our business and be about the assignment that is at hand. I like to call it the life assignment. I had a question that was posed to me, and I want to kind of go through that question once we get to the How Did I Get Here segment. And I think the question deserves an answer. I apologize, Janice, out of Atlanta. She knows who she is, for not getting to the question sooner. But if you are listening, I do want you to know that I do apologize for not answering it. Those five questions that we started off with were questions, again, that were, they're questions that need an answer to. And then on another show, I want to segue into how we started to talk about the principles of product, getting busy, bringing that product to market. And it's everything, again, everything that I'm speaking of comes directly from the Bible. And when we explore that wonderful book, and if you're a citizen of the kingdom, then you know that the Bible is our constitution. How we are to line upon line and precept on precept, to study, to read, to incorporate the teachings of Christ, the teachings of God, those laws that really do play a part in how successful we are in life. Because success is ultimately in us. Greatness is in us. It is. And I can prove it. You got up this morning. So you do know that that is so very important for, again, that life assignment that you're on. I wanted to make certain, again, that whenever we discuss principles, that you do have the basic understanding of that concept of, okay, this is how I can use this in my daily living. Very, very important. There have been a couple of things that were said. You know, again, I thank you for your support, and I thank you for your, I call it constructive criticism, because I want there to be an understanding. There has to be an understanding if I'm going to take part in something that takes me away from how I would ordinarily do things. This show is so very important to me, not because it's parlaying, okay, my greatness, but because it is an example of when you really believe that you have something to give. My gift will make room, and it does make room, and it does bring you before great men. And we've had some really great men here, and women. When I say men, I'm thinking, I want you to know that it is the human race that I'm talking about, not just man, the gender. But we've had some really, really exceptional people that have graced us with their gift, their talents, their wisdom, and they've been unashamed to write a book and to do whatever it took to get that book out. One in particular, how he talked about not so much as the struggle, but how getting from having the idea and then going forth, writing it down. Someone came along and read the vision and was able to give to the gentleman to get the manuscript and get it out and get it published, and subsequently putting it into bookstores and what have you. And that's just a testament of, we all have something that we can contribute to life. And there are times in your life that you just don't want to, or maybe you don't know how, or maybe it's just one of those days where you're just not feeling yourself. And we all have those moments in time, those moments where it just appears that it's not going to work. Well, I am here to tell you that it will work, that you do matter, and that we need you. We need your gifts. We need your presence. We need you to get up and get busy and do those things that appear to be so big that it looks like ultimately you're going to fail. And there are times when you kind of feel like you're failing, but I need you to take heart, and I need you to know that that one that started, that one that created you and fashioned you and told you to go, and you're here. I want you to be so successful in your life that it blows your mind. I want you to dream again. And this show may not be for everybody, and I get it. But for those who are listening, not just hear me, but for those who are really listening, who do not want to leave this year the way it came, who had every now and again, you know, there are times when we have really good days and we feel like we're on top of the world and we can do anything. Oh my God. And then there are days when you ask that question, why am I here? Maybe something happened on your job, on the assignment. Maybe you discovered that who you thought you knew, maybe you didn't really know them. Maybe you're going through economic downturns and things are just kind of spinning out of control, and maybe this is due and that's due, and you're asking, oh my God, now what? You can. You will. You got this. And there are days when, I'll use myself as an example. This morning nothing was particularly wrong. Everything was fine. I had a beautiful Christmas. And by the way, Christmas for us, for me, it really is every day. And I say that not because it sounds really good or it sounds like maybe that's the right thing to say. I say that because I made up my mind. I decided if this is my last day and 12 o'clock, my time's up, I don't want to have any memory of, man, I really should have smiled at that lady at the light, or maybe I should have held the door open for him, or maybe I should have returned the call, or maybe I should have. I want this day to matter. I want this day to count. So I wake up this morning. Again, nothing's wrong. And I'm deciding, okay, do I want to take part in today? Do I want to get up and you know, kind of do those things that need to be done so I can get ready for the show and get ready for, you know, whatever else I have to do afterwards? And lo and behold, I'm just lying there. And for me, I didn't want to come across as someone who's not grateful or someone who's not thankful or someone who's complaining, because I'm not. I liken it to a human moment. And I just want it to be. And it's so beautiful when you have people in your life that support your dreams and your aspirations and check you when you're kind of out of place there, but love you right where you are. And this wonderful woman that I text how I was feeling, just a snippet of, you know, just kind of feeling like this. And she said, you got this. You got this. You got this. And it sounds real simple, right? Three words, you got this. But then when I was reading it, the text, and I kind of read it again and I read it again, and I remembered that my decision was, okay, God, I am now your responsibility because I've submitted my will to your will. And however you do this, because I'm your responsibility, it is so. I'm a kingdom citizen, and it is so. So this is me saying those things, right? And I'm thinking this in my mind. And I say, yeah, you're right. I got this. Thank you. Thank you so much. I love you. And she knows who I'm talking about in her absence. So I got up and I got ready to exercise and I got my scriptures and I'm reading along. And then I, again, kind of revisited. You know, why is it that we can revisit that place in our psyche, that place in our mind that causes us to kind of feel a certain way? Why can't we just say to that space, hey, you're under arrest. Get out of here, sad thought. Who are you? So I revisited it again. And of course, my daughter calls and I'm talking to her. And she said, you got this. Now, mind you, I just had that spoken to me maybe an hour prior to speaking with her. You got this. And again, I'm going through because I like to compartmentalize things. So I'm compartmentalizing. I got this. And what that means, you got this. And then I spoke to my son-in-law. Well, my son. And I'm talking with him. And again, you got this. So it does not take a rocket scientist for me to explain to me that when three people tell you, three different people who did not know other than what you've spoken to them or communicated with them, you got this, then I had to show up. So I began to thank me. I know, sounds crazy, right? I began to thank me for showing up. I began to thank me. Thank you, Tanji. Thank you for crying and wiping your tears and knowing that you got this. Thank you for repeating what you heard, which was the truth. You got this. So to anyone who may be discouraged, who may be the holidays or just kind of making you, maybe you lost a loved one. Maybe you're dealing with something that just doesn't look like it's going to get any better. I say to you, my friend, you got this. You can do so many things. But here's one thing that I know you can't do. You cannot fail. You cannot fail. You cannot fail. You cannot fail. You cannot fail because you win. You've already won. And life has a way of kind of testing that resolve to see if you really are who you say you are, or you really belong to who you say you belong to, or you really are going to do what your purpose mandates you to do. You can, you will, you are, no doubt in my mind, you can, you will, you are. Now, I would like for you to not let this year pass without writing your plan, without writing your vision. And the urgency behind what I'm saying is just that. A lot of us are waiting for the new year to come. But I would ask that you juxtapose to your right now, to that gift that you have right now called life. You can, you will, you are. You got this. And I really do mean that. You got this. You got this. No matter what, you got this. You got this. And all is truly well. And I'll say that again. All is well. All is well. Now, to that segment of our show that ask, how did I get here? The young lady, Janice, from Atlanta, posed a question. She gave a summation of how she really does try to help people. She goes out of her way to make certain that everybody's comfortable around her, and oftentimes will negate or not pay attention to herself because we think that we have to give and we have to give and we have to make certain that everybody is good, and sometimes we suffer. And her question was, so what do I do now, Dr. Tanji? I know I'm great. Certain people know that I'm great. But it's not coming across to everyone. So Janice, I thank you so very much for trusting me with a question. I call it matters of the heart. And I would like for you to do this. I would like for you to continue doing what you do so well. But there's a caveat to continuing to make sure that you're doing your job well or the task at hand and making sure that everybody around you is great or they're in a good place. The caveat is, Janice, is that you make sure that as you are doing that for other people, do it for yourself. There are two commandments after the fulfillment of the law that Jesus spoke about. One was love the Lord your God with all of your heart, your mind, your soul, your strength, and love your neighbor as yourself, as yourself. There is absolutely no way that you, Janice, can love anyone that you serve or anyone that you make sure is in a good place or what have you if you do not love yourself as you love your neighbor. You're loving yourself. As you love your neighbor, you're loving yourself. So thank you so very much again for that question. I do hope that you received that, and I'll post that under the question that you originally asked. So thank you. And thank you, ladies and gentlemen and friends and people that want to do a little criticizing. Thank you so very much for making a difference right where you are. Thank you for showing who you are right there. Oftentimes we think of greatness as this big thing where the world just kind of take notice, but it really begins right where you are. What do people know you for in your community, in your neighborhood, on the job, when you go to the grocery store? Do they know you for that person who is always, hey, how are you? Do they know you for always complaining about everything? I mean, just complaining for no reason. Do they know you as the person who smiles even when deep inside they feel like crying? Do they know you for the person who is a friend, who says that they're a friend and not only show up, but then they act? Do they know you for love? Do they know you for hate? Those are questions. And seriously, those are things that you kind of want to ask, you know, ask someone that maybe you frequent. What do you know me for? What do you know me for? Do you know me for smiling or just kind of listen to what they're saying? I've often said that the best litmus test to see if you're kind of doing what you're supposed to be doing is, what do the people in your home know you for? I was talking with my daughter Frances the other day, and I said, you know, one of the things that really saddened me is not so much of what people think about me in the street or what have you, but how do you guys see me? And we were just talking, and she said some really nice things, and I won't toot my horn, so I'll let her do that. But I was very humbled to know that I didn't give birth to this young woman, but for her to think of me as mom and to say those accolades, it mattered, and I thanked her. So let us, as we answer those questions, who am I, why am I here, what is my purpose, what is my destiny, now what? Let us think about how we govern ourselves in our own homes, because that really is where love begins. And let us remember to love ourselves as we love our neighbor. And our neighbor could be 1,000 miles from here. Our neighbor could be right next door, you know that. Or our neighbor could be to whom we run in contact with or we meet every day. That could be our neighbor, even if they don't live in the community with us. Love matters. And that is the essence of who we are. We love. We do. We are love. We're created in love, from love. And that is who we are. That's the image or the characteristic that we bear. So let's all kind of take some thought on that. Again, to everyone who supported this vision, I cannot thank Jeannie enough for seeing the vision and saying, okay, this is how we do it. I really, really appreciate you, Jeannie. Thank you, thank you, thank you. To my wonderful husband who supports me and loves me, thank you so very much for all that you do and are doing for me and our family. And to Ty and Tryon, these are my children, and Morgan and Francis and Harvey, we call him Stokes, Jamal and Michelle and, oh my gosh, Adonia, and man, just so many more that are very, very special to me. Thank you. I know oftentimes in our dialogue, it sounds like I'm coming across really mean or belligerent, and I don't want you to ever feel like that, but I always, please know that my intent is always to make certain that you know why you're here and that you do not waste another moment. I do hope I said Morgan. I can't remember if I called Morgan's name or not, but I'm sure I'll get a text momentarily if I did not. But I am very grateful. I hope that you find yourself in a position that will enable you to live your life, to write that book, or to write that song, or go into the recording booth and do what you do so well. Maybe it's starting another career. Maybe it's buying your first home. Maybe it's packing your boxes because you're losing your home. I've been there too. But I want you to be encouraged. I want you to continue. I want you to know that you really do matter. I cannot stress that to you enough. It matters that you were born. And however, this how did I get here moment or this show can assist you in getting where you know you want to be, then use us for that, if nothing more. I don't know all of the answers, but I dialogue with someone who really does, and you can too. He has no respect of persons. This day matters. It is a fantastic day. It is a wonderful day to be alive, and it is a day that we're going to make sure that it counts. Okay, with that said, I wanted to make sure that you understood also, and make sure I said it correctly, about being a person of influence. Again, that is a person who is using his or her gifts in the area of gifting that they're supposed to be in. Perhaps your influence is media. Maybe your influence is literature, or maybe it's teaching, or whatever that gift is, and that influence, that area that you're serving people with your gifts is your place, or is your that's where your influence will be. That's where you will be able to not only make a mark for your life, but you'll be able to establish exactly what you were placed in the earth to do, and then do it with such fervor. And like our wonderful guest said on last week, 100 years is not far-fetched to have a plan. You may not live to see that end, but it's so wonderful to know that those that come after you will benefit because you lived. I want to implore you to do that, to write something that is so big, write a vision that is so big. Like I said before, it looks like, why am I writing this? But write it and then offer it up to God and then allow him to tweak it. And when he does, you do exactly what you're supposed to do, and you will see that influence, you'll have it. The best illustration that I know about it is how it was written that just a little bit of yeast, a little bit going into some dough, and you're kneading, and just a little bit makes such an impact, such an influence. And how high those biscuits rise, or whatever it is that you're cooking with dough and flour. That's how we're supposed to be. We're supposed to be people of influence. We're supposed to not be haughty, not be braggadocious. Hey, look at me. Look what I'm wearing. Nah. We just show up and we shift the atmosphere. And we may not even have to open our mouths, but they know we're there. That's us. That's a person of influence. And the affluence that comes as a byproduct of your being a person of influence, we don't get wrapped up in that. We're grateful. Because after all, you do know that it's not what you're wearing or what you're driving or where you live or how much money you have in the bank. It's what you've done in this earth as you were purposed to do, and you do it ultimately because of his glory and not your own. That, my friend, is a person of influence. The affluence, it comes as a byproduct. I do hope that this year you have come closer to your dreams. I hope that if you've tried something and it didn't work and you know that you are supposed to do it, then you get up and you do it again. And you do it again. And I do hope that you have a wonderful support system, that you are not trying to do anything by yourself. I tried it once. It doesn't work. We really do need people. We even need those who say that we won't do it, or we can't do it, or it can't be done. Because that, my friend, will make you do one or two things. Hopefully both. It will make you more focused than ever before. Or it'll make you pray like you've never prayed before. Again, hopefully you're doing both. Get busy. This is the day that was made for you. This day right here. We're going to make it count. Doesn't matter where you come from. Doesn't matter what side of the railroad tracks, as we say in the South, that you were born. It matters that you realize that I've got a purpose and I better get busy. I've got a destination that I have to arrive to. You can't do it by yourself. For those who are believers, I would ask that you believe and receive and do. Thank you so very much. I keep saying thank you, but you have no earthly idea how excited I really am, because this day will be like no other day that you've experienced. This is the day that you make up your mind and you say, you know what? I'm going to do it. Don't worry. Keep your focus. Keep your focus. You're going to be just fine. You got this. You really do. I normally don't end a show like this, but I'm going to today. Jeannie's not here to tell me I can't. Father, in the name of Jesus the Christ, thank you. Thank you for being everything that you said that you would be for us. Forgive us. Forgive us for low-level thinking. Forgive us for thinking that a situation was way too big for us. Forgive us for complaining. Forgive us for doubting. Forgive us for not even trying. Forgive us for being backbiters, gossipers, busybodies. Forgive us for not helping when we had it to help. Forgive us, O Lord God, for making a mockery of your name. This day, we choose to live. This day, we choose to say yes. Yes to your will. Yes. Yes. And we believe, God, that our lives will be changed as a result of our saying yes. For all of those, O Lord God, who may be faced with losing a loved one, who may be faced, O Lord God, with going to a burial today or tomorrow, would you strengthen them? For those, O Lord God, whom the doctors have said there's absolutely nothing we can do, we've done all that we know how to do, God, would you give them hope? Would you allow your peace to invade their space right now? For those who may find themselves in a homeless shelter, who may find themselves, Lord God, asking for help, let them know, Father, that this too shall pass. This too shall pass. For those who, Lord God, who are experiencing life on the top, allow them to know, Father, you got them. Thank you. Thank you for being God. Thank you for being Lord of the harvest. Thank you for everything that you've done for us, through us. Continue to strengthen us, God. After all, you're Daddy. And we've come to expect that from you. These requests we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. And until next time, thank you. Make today count. Write your vision. Get busy with your purpose. Live your life as if you've already won. Because you have already won. Have an amazing day. Bye for now. God's willing, I'll see you next year with wonderful guests like before. And an opportunity for you to call in. 323-203-0815 at Dr. Tanji Show on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Some wonderful things are coming through the pipe. I want to really see what you're doing. Why do I want to see? So I can stand in agreement with you. That's why. That's the only reason. I just want you to win now. Thank you. Bye.
You're listening to the